Let me just say, you were both amazing on that show. A wonderful TV moment for everybody, on point and touching and wonderfully done. How did it feel for you guys being on that stage?
Honestly, we were so nervous. We really were putting ourselves out there, putting ourselves on the line to be judged by Simon Cowell. So it was nerve-wracking, but it seemed like it was perfect timing. It was a door we had to walk through, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, from watching it from your couches, which is all we do, is it as scary as it seems with Simon Cowell staring you down?
Yes, but the day of when we were walking around backstage, everyone was like whispering in like a very positive manner. And I was like, what is everyone whispering about? They're like, oh, he's in a really good mood today, Simon.
You get the Simon report come out daily?
I think so. We were like, thank God he's in a good mood.
Well, what happens now? I mean, do you go, you've moved forward, obviously. So how is everything looking moving forward? How does it work?
We'll probably go to the next round. They're looking at like end of the summer. And we just have to figure out what we're going to do. I think we've done this heartfelt moment with everybody. And I think now it's important to show our party fun side. That's what we think, I think, for the next round. So we have to decide what that'll be, and we're hoping our fans kind of help us choose that song because they know best.
Yeah, and you did share a very intimate song, a very personal song. Talk about the conversation now that we hope is opening up in terms of mental health and music.
It's funny that we wrote that song a few years ago, and when it came out, we didn't want to talk about it. It's called People Don't Talk About, and we didn't want to talk about the situation at hand or our past issues with our family. And so it was ironic, but then all of a sudden this AGT thing came up and this song came back into fruition. We were like, this just has to be the song. Like, it has to be the one we play, because if we have one chance to do this and like share with the world like our story, why not just get right to like the root of like the most insane thing that's ever happened to us, and then they can see the fun side as time goes on.
Yeah, and there is that fun side. I mean, everyone's been to a Reklaw show. You know how excited they are and how much of a party it is. How do you choose the next song? Jenny, you mentioned getting the fans to choose. How's that going to work?
We don't know what it's going to be yet. We are releasing some new music really soon, and we know we want it to be a banger song that shows that side of us, and we don't know what it is yet. So the fans will know. I'm excited to get out to some shows this summer and watch the fans react to different songs and decide from there.
So are you guys like locked down now in that show? Does the rest of your career kind of sit on hold? How does that all work?
Nope. They're being very lenient with us. They're letting us figure out whenever time it works for us to come and film the live shows, which are the next things. And live shows don't take near as much preparation because it is just one day of your life that go on television and the rest of the world votes if they like you or not, which is
right.
Hilarious. But so they're being lenient. They're like, they understand we have a lot going on, so we don't have to cancel one show or do anything really much on our end. They're making it work.
That's a great situation to be in. And just so you know, Canada is behind you. All of your Reklaw's fans are behind you. And we loved seeing you on that TV screen. You guys sounded fantastic. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for bringing Canada to that big stage like that.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thanks for everything you guys have done, too. The country radio has changed our lives and has also given us the opportunity to even get on that stage. Yeah. So I make sure that Canada knows how much they've allowed us to do that. So we're very thankful.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Jenna Stewart from the Reklaw's, Godspeed, and best of luck. And stay in touch, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great day,
Rob. God bless you, bro.